lighthouse keeping was often a family affair. Many keepers had family at the lighthouse service who either worked alongside them at Kena Island or were stationed at other area lighthouses. Even family members who weren't formally employed by the service contributed to the smooth operation of the Kena Island Lighthouse by helping with daily chores like cleaning, cooking, gardening, and repair work. While the head lighthouse keepers were all men, until 1882, the assistant keeper position at Kena Island was filled by the head keeper's wives. Carolyn Jackson, Sarah Warren, and Sarah Sanderson served alongside head keepers William Jackson, Julius Warren, and William Sanderson, respectively. Two sons of lighthouse keepers also served as assistant keepers under their father. Clifford Sanderson, son of William and Sarah Sanderson, not only served as assistant keeper, but eventually returned to Kena Island to serve as head keeper from 1924 to 1933.